Hello, I'm the barrister Stephen Barrett, and I wanted to do a quick video in reaction to Shabana Mahmood's alleged plans to reform asylum, which got a lot of attention, got a lot of the nodding dogs to kick off and make a lot of dramatic statements. Of course, she was inevitably called a fascist or referred to as Hitler. But I want you to know that the entire thing is a sham. Okay, and Shabana Mahmood is a very clever woman and a lawyer, so she really ought to know that the entire thing is a sham. So she's either lying or she's stupid, and it doesn't really matter which it is. Nothing about this is going to reduce illegal migration, or rather, it will reduce illegal migration because almost all. Illegal migration will simply be called legal migration. And I want to take you through why that is. Now, at the moment, you can know that any plan that comes from any government of any party isn't something that you should take seriously until it's written as an act of parliament. Okay, it's written as a future act of parliament, and that's what we call a bill. So that's when you actually get down and you write the law and the detail. This is a 32-page policy document full of complete fluff. If you want to go and read it, then I seriously recommend you don't read the first 12 pages. They're a total waste of time. There's a personal message in there from the Prime Minister Keir Starmer, so obviously don't waste your life reading that nonsense. If Madame Tussauds don't want him, why on earth would you pay any attention to anything the bollard allegedly types? And of course, he won't have written himself. It'll be done by some 12-year-old staffer in number 10. So, trust me, enjoy the rest of your lives and don't waste time on those 12 pages. But then you'll get to some of the version of the detail. And I want you to explain the absolute basis. So I warned that the Boris government, that Rwanda 1, the Rwanda 1 plan would fail. And the Rwanda 1 plan failed in the Supreme Court for very technical reasons. That it did not fail, and I think the Supreme Court gets a lot of unfair flack over this, because the Supreme Court didn't want the Rwanda plan to work. It failed because over successive years, we have woven legal problems or policy positions into our law that mean we can't do certain things. Now, and I like the analogy of weaving because I think a lot of people get that. What you then need to do is to get a lawyer who is capable to go along and unweave it, undo all the stitches. And once you've undone all the stitches, we can actually do anything that we want to. Now, most people will know that a major block, a major stitch that we've put in is through the Human Rights Act. We have sewn the ECHR into our law. We've actually also sewn it into our law via the Windsor Framework, if you remember that. And worse than that, Northern Ireland, we've also doubly sewn in the EU human rights regime. So none of this is going to work in the mainland UK, but it's doubly not going to work in Northern Ireland. It will be challenged in the courts. The flagship policy is to create effectively two tiers of asylum seeker. Remember, all the illegal immigrants get here and then they claim asylum. About 40% of them seem to just disappear into the criminal underworld and then don't trouble us much more. But about 60% of them stay in the free hotels and in the free housing, eating the free food and getting the free money. Shabana purports to want to create two different classes of that type of person. You can't. Okay, there's no way the ECHR would let you do that. There's no way the EU human rights would let you do that. There's no way any of these things we've woven into our law will let us do that. So she knows that. So anybody who's deemed in the two categories, so the bad category, the category that gets the alleged bad treatment, will be able to say, I shouldn't be in this category, I should be in that category. And then they'll immediately go, oh, okay, then yes, of course you go into the well-treated category. That's what I mean by nobody's going to be in the category that allegedly gets punished. So just don't really pay any attention to it. I mean, I have to say that the plans are weak on their own on their own rights, because she doesn't say that she will deport failed asylum seekers. She says that she will consult, i.e. ask interested groups, all of which will be NGOs and charities highly dependent on asylum seekers and presumably the owners of the hotels, who will immediately say, oh, no, you definitely shouldn't take away the money, because we currently pay for people who we say, no, your asylum system has your asylum claim has failed and you need to go home. We currently pay for that. And she's going to have a consultation on whether or not we should. This is absolute ridiculous. You remember the talk about assets? That will be challenged under the ECHR, and almost certainly the person will win. Anybody who deliberately comes destitute, she's not going to support. Well, how on earth is that going to be defined? And then you get this special class of asylum seekers, the ones who are, this is why this is not a crackdown on asylum. This is an amnesty disguised as a crackdown. The second group, the lucky group of asylum seekers, are going to be the protection, work and study visa route. They're going to get everything the other route is performatively not getting. So they're going to get to meet up with their family members and bring them in. Right. We just need one member of that family group to be in work or study in order for them all to get the special treatment. Are you getting this? How many people are not going to have in their extended family somebody who's in school or somebody who's in college, somebody who can allegedly get into some sort of education like an English language class because that will qualify, or who can get at least some version of employment? So she's going to give these migrant men the incentive to bring their families here with them because they're more likely to get the special treatment, and an incentive to work, which again will just pull them over. And then remember, the idea that they can work in the black market is one of the major pulls now. So if they're now allowed to work in the open market, that's going to be a major pull here. And this group of people get a special double treatment. They get a special treatment through the courts, obviously all paid for by you. They get a special one-tier system of appeal, which means that they're much more likely to succeed, because what happens now is they go to tier one appeal and about 80% of those succeed, and then the government takes a number of them to another tier, the next level of appeal, and goes, come on now, you being too lenient, you people, and the government succeeds. Now, that will be taken away for the special treatment people. So the special treatment migrants will just have one route of appeal, and remember, anybody in their family can qualify. That's all we need them to do for the whole family to stay. Shabana Mahmood made comments that she, as a lawyer, must know are false about her ability to control Article 8 of the ECHR. That's the right to family life. She can't. We have to leave. If you want to control it, we have to leave it. If not, you stick with it. She made comments she must know to be false or untrue about Article 3 of the ECHR. We can't unilaterally interpret that. We either stay in the ECHR and suck it up, or we leave. Those are your choices. Remember, you don't have to be a member of any of all of these courts around the globe. And there are loads of them. And we pick which ones we're members of. The Americans pick which ones they're members of. That's a perfectly normal thing to do. If we want to be a member of this one, we should abide by its rulings. We have to abide by its rulings. That's the point of it being a court. So she's just being performative and absolutely nonsense. And everything that she's claimed would disinter people is in fact going to be this special status, this special protected group. For clarity, I'll clarify what it's called. It's called Protection, Work and Study Visa Route. But she's also continuing to expand extra migration. So the first thing that she's going to invent is something called community sponsorship. So once you get a group of refugees here, say a group of Afghan refugees, and they say, we are the community of Afghan refugees, we would like to sponsor more Afghan refugees to come. She says, great, they can come. Aha. Community and voluntary organizations will be able to sponsor the refugees. So the charities who are paid by the government to look after the immigrants will obviously lobby for more of them to come. Okay, that's what they're going to do, because that way they can have more employees, and the person who runs the charity can pay themselves an even more ridiculous sum of money than they currently already do. Okay, at the same time, they're going to make new legal routes for students and those in work. So anybody who is in work will get special treatment. Anybody who is a student will get special treatment, and they'll come automatically into that special group I talked about earlier. This is the biggest expansion of immigration I've ever seen, and all it's going to do is make that nobody is going to be called an illegal immigrant, because they're all just going to be recognised as refugees and given immediate statements and benefits and everything else. This is a complete sham on the British people. The Labour government needs to be absolutely ashamed of itself. And this is not going to reduce migration. But remember, we won't be able to prove that for a number of years until the stats come out. And by Jiminy, I bet you the stats don't come out, so that we'll just be kept in the dark. This is like the rehousing of 25,000 Afghan because of the alleged data breach. We're simply not told about how to run our country. And at the heart of it, I think that's what's going on. We are lied to, we are not told the truth, and then we are told a bunch of nonsense. And anybody who's getting angry about this is either an idiot or a liar, because anybody with any brain can see that this is going to lead to more migration, not less. Thank you very much.